I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. The crisis in eastern Congo has put the dilemma of humanitarian intervention into sharp relief. This week came word that UN peacekeeping troops once again failed to protect nearby civilians from a massacre. And once again, people are wringing their hands over the seeming inability of the international community to save lives. The crisis has also put the European Union's foreign policy in the spotlight, as the world's Jeb Sharp reports.
For years, the European Union has been promising a rapid reaction force for just such a crisis, standing troops able to deploy quickly to save lives. Tom Porteous is the London director of Human Rights Watch.
The EU, actually partly at the instigation of the British government, then under Tony Blair, did set up this standby arrangement of EU battle groups, which are supposed to be standing by exactly for this kind of contingency. And these battle groups are indeed standing by. At the moment, Germany and the UK are on the roster until the end of this year.
The UN Security Council voted last month to send an additional 3,000 UN troops to Congo, but it will take months to get them there. That's why UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has asked Europe to step in with a temporary force to fill the gap. Advocates of an EU force are looking to the UK to take the lead because it has the most military capacity. But so far, the British have shown no interest. UK Foreign Minister David Miliband says people should stay focused on strengthening the current UN force.
For myself, I think it's important that we ensure that there's no confusion on the ground in Congo. I've been to the east of Congo and seen the danger of confusion. There needs to be a single chain of command, and I think that the UN force is the right way to do that.
But Miliband's critics say that's just an excuse that fails to address the central point that there's an urgent need for an interim force now while the UN gets its act together. Tom Porteous says the real reasons for British reluctance are clear.
It's the Ministry of Defence in the UK which is leaning very heavily on the government not to agree to contribute to such an EU force in Congo because of the massive overstretch of UK troops in Afghanistan and Iraq. I think what also may be playing on the minds of EU politicians more generally, though, is the economic crisis, the economic recession. They know that they're going to have to make cuts in government budgets, and they don't want to commit themselves to what will be quite an expensive operation.
But Porteous thinks Europe will be sorry if it doesn't act now.
A lot of people will see the failure of the EU as a moral failure to really do what they could have done and do what they always said they would do in the event of a repeat of the sort of horrors that we've seen in Central Africa in the past.
There's a very straightforward role waiting for the EU force, securing cities like Goma that the UN force, known as MONUC, has been trying to protect. Aaron Weir is a peacekeeping expert at Refugees International.
What should MONUC do? They can't allow Goma to fall, for example. But at the same time, those resources are necessary in order to provide the level of civilian protection that everyone's crying out for. So in terms of the EU bridging force, what we're looking for is for the European Union to deploy military forces to fill that very military role of holding key strategic towns.
That way, UN peacekeepers could focus on protecting civilians in the outlying areas. Here in the U.S., advocates want their own government to pressure the Europeans into sending a force. But there's a danger in focusing too much on peacekeeping, according to Colin Thomas Jensen of the human rights group The Enough Project.
Peacekeeping is a tool. It's not a strategy. Peacekeeping doesn't end conflicts. Now is the time, I think, with a new administration coming in to reassert U.S. diplomatic influence to drive a peace process that can lead to a political solution.
Meanwhile, Thomas Jensen says Congo is at the brink of full-scale war again, a war that could drag in other nations in a region still recovering from genocide. For The World, I'm Jeb Sharp.